Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
To Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Hello and welcome on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hopefully most of us, those of you listening in the U.S., are out of the heat wave. We've got a slight break here in New England. I wish to continue with what I started with last week, which was the violet light Reiki. I only got through levels 1 and 2 with you, and I would like to complete, first of all today, the master teacher levels 3 and 4. But for those of you that may have missed last week's show, and I'm aware of at least one person that's listening in for the first time today, I just want to touch, just review lightly, what the violet light Reiki healing energies are, the invoking the Saint Germain prayer, the Kuan Yin mantra, and to go over again the violet light meditation. And if any of you who have listened from last week have been practicing the mantras or the meditation, I really would like to hear from you. Drop me an email at willowsong518@yahoo.com and let me know what your experience has been working with the violet light. Violet light Reiki is the study of healing energies that derive from the violet light. And the first version of violet light Reiki was sent from the goddess Kuan Yin and was channeled by Ivy Moore in August of 2000. Now, that version of violet light Reiki involves 40 symbols, 10 for each level, including a master level. There is a mantra that can be used for healing. There is also, in that practice, a violet flame Reiki box, where the symbols are written on the box along with the person's name and the intention for healing. It is then sealed for 7 days and then can be reset. Now, if you research that particular form of violet light Reiki, the symbols for the box are somewhat altered when they're put on the box, and therefore the definitions are a bit different. Hence, that is where the inspiration for this newer version of violet light Reiki derives. So, in using the mantras as stated by Saint Germain, the I Am presence works to invoke the flame. Now, one thing I did not touch on last week, there are a number of Reiki practices that invoke the I Am presence. I know for magnified healing, there is an I Am the violet light, I Am the violet flame mantra that we recite in magnified healing. There is also an I Am, that I Am, in Shambhala Reiki. So they all touch upon and work with this violet light or this violet flame. But let me go over again Saint Germain's I Am prayer to invoke the violet flame. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. That's the Saint Germain's I Am prayer. The Kuan Yin mantra, which means, after I will say it twice, just so those of you that are trying to get it down have a chance to write it down, but the meaning of this mantra is homage to the sacred name of Kuan Yin. Namo Kuan Chi Yin Pusa. 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 Now, the violet light meditation has been used for many years to help people reach spiritual consciousness and their higher selves. I think this work is also imperative. If you're going to work with the violet light Reiki, I believe this meditation is very important and useful. And it will help you in your practice to access and channel this violet light energy. And the meditation is, and again, it begins with an I am. I am the violet light flowing through within me now. I am the violet light forever in its power. I am the violet light, filling with light and love. I am the violet light, filled with light from above. So as you recite that in your meditation, and you begin to imagine that your aura, your chakras, your entire body is being transformed into a violet-colored flame, once you reach that state of a completely quiet mind, stay there as long as you like and practice this meditation daily. When you are ready to come out of the meditation, always thank the violet light. And you can simply say something is like this: I thank the violet light, and I know it will be with me always. So, that's just a review a little bit on what I touched on last week that I hope will be useful, particularly for the newer listeners. Okay, in levels 3 and 4, which are the master teacher levels, again we have 9 symbols. Remember, 9 is the goddess number. Now, in level 3, the 9 symbols break down this way. The first symbol is full physical cleansing. This symbol works to attract heat to the areas of the body that most need physical healing. It will help to flush out the system from toxins and refresh the body. It is especially advised to drink a lot of water after using this symbol to help along the process. The second symbol is purification. This symbol is used for deep spiritual purification. It works well with people who are linked to negativity, whether that is negative relationships or negative habits that are detrimental to the body and the spirit, such as smoking. This symbol helps to break those links and find purity. The third symbol is deep tissue healing. This symbol is used mostly on those who have been in accidents and may have scarring or stubborn aches and pains. As a practitioner, when using this symbol, lodge it into the place that hurts the most on the body and allow it to beat like the heart. So it sends energy to all other affected parts. It's also used as a scanning technique to find the root of the pain. This is a very powerful symbol. The fourth symbol is centering. It's best used for centering our chakras and filling in the spaces that allow us to move with ease. It's especially good for those who have joint pain, such as arthritis, or have particularly stiff muscles. The fifth symbol is releasing negativity. This symbol allows us to let go of our negativity and bring peace into our lives. It takes all the negativity from the past, present, and future and channels it out of our physical and spiritual body. So we're only five symbols into level three, but do you see the relationship, the correlation, how they work together? Full physical cleansing, purification, deep tissue healing, centering, releasing negativity. These symbols all work together. The sixth symbol is third eye cleansing. It's used to help the third eye replenish and rejuvenate. This symbol is also useful to help clear corruption, egotism, pride, greed, and vanity from the third eye. And as for physical problems, this symbol works best for the thyroid gland. The seventh symbol, waves, cleanse. This symbol washes away all emotions that have been holding us back from achieving our goals. It helps to restore the natural flow of our energy and further amplifies the water symbol that I talked about in level one. The eighth symbol, is entitled Remove Pain. This symbol is best used on people who are in a lot of physical or spiritual pain. This symbol takes the pain and channels it back to the source where it can be purified and consecrated. It's used for powerful, deep healing. And as always, it's advised that you drink a lot of water after a session that includes this symbol. And lastly, the ninth symbol, higher self. This symbol allows the client to open up the pathways to their higher self. It allows the client to receive guidance from divine forces, find their spiritual guides, and realize their destiny. After using this symbol, the client can surely expect to make a few changes in their lifestyle and to accommodate their newfound enlightenment. Beautiful and powerful symbols, level 3. We are coming up on a break. We will be right back. This is Priscilla Gale with Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. So we are continuing with learning about and exploring violet light Reiki. And when you look back at level 3, I think if you re-listen, you'll see how all those symbols work intensely together. Now, in level 4, again, we have 9 symbols. The first 3 symbols are the master symbols. The other six for level four are master teacher use only. So the three master symbols consist of cycle of life, alignment, and awakening. So the first one, cycle of life, this symbol is the universal symbol of death and rebirth, spiritual enlightenment, fulfillment, and balance. This is the main, the primary master symbol that is used in violet flame Reiki. And it is very important that it be invoked 3 times 3 times 3. This symbol is used when passing on attunements to others. The second symbol, alignment. This symbol allows the violet flame Reiki master to align the student with the client's chakra system from the 12th chakra to the root chakra. This is a very powerful symbol as it represents the master in perfect spiritual alignment with the student or client and generates a powerful healing force that will force a large spiritual change for each student. And the third master symbol, awakening. This symbol of awakening is primarily used when passing on attunements to students. But as a practitioner, as a master practitioner, it can also be used to help clients to gain clarity. It'll help open their third eye, awaken them to past lives, and it can raise their levels of intuition. So those are the three master symbols. Now, the remaining level four symbols, the first one is vitality. And as you might imagine, this symbol is used to give a person overall well-being and vitality and youthfulness. This is a particularly good symbol when one is feeling depressed, immensely fatigued, or if you have been undergoing such processes like chemotherapy, if you've come out of surgery of some kind, or any other medical procedure that can cause stress. The second symbol is honor and justice. This symbol works to reveal our true nature. It gives us the honor and the justice we deserve, and it initiates recognition and respect. This symbol can work on both positive and negative levels. It brings light to our mistakes, and it shows us how to let go of our mistakes and receive our atonement. The third symbol is higher protection. Now, this symbol helps us to protect those things that we hold most sacred. It's often used on important documents in order to keep their knowledge sacred and secret. This symbol also allows you to create powerful shields around your mind, your home, body, in order to repel those who may wish to enter your mind with negative intention. The fourth is fertility and rebirth. This symbol is the symbol that brings about new life. And it is well used on pregnant women during their journey of pregnancy. It has been said that it can also help mothers who are infertile or men who are inept. On a spiritual level, this symbol works as a sort of rebirth in that it takes who we are and reforms us and changes us into who we can become. You can think of this symbol as taking you in your form of a caterpillar, putting you within a cocoon, and when you emerge, you are that beautiful butterfly, that beautiful being. And the fifth symbol, temperance, knowledge. This is the symbol that can help us rid ourselves of worry, self-doubt, depression, and anxiety on any physical level. On a spiritual level, it brings us up to the 9 levels of spiritual transformation. It allows us to reach that higher knowledge and wisdom that we seek. Through this symbol, one can find who they truly are inside. And the last symbol, life energy. This symbol is like an explosion into self-awareness. Oh, yes. It raises our level of spiritual awareness and helps us to be comfortable within our own skin. This symbol helps us to be confident in ourselves and helps us to reach our goals and dreams. So, the level 4 master symbols and master teacher symbols, cycle of life, alignment, awakening. Now you start to see how they all play together. Vitality. It's interesting we begin with vitality with the final six, and we end with life energy. So we come full circle with these final 6: vitality, honor and justice, higher protection, fertility, rebirth, temperance, knowledge, and again, lastly, life energy. Now, when you are learning levels 3 and 4, it doesn't stop there with the symbols. There are also 5 techniques that you were taught, as well as teaching you how to pass attunements, which, out of respect to those master teachers of this practice of Reiki, I will not go into, as I am not a master teacher in this particular modality. However, I do want to talk about the 5 techniques and also how to transmute negative karma, because all of that is taught in the levels 3 and 4. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the violet breath technique, planetary healing technique, the 12 chakra technique, the astrology technique, and the violet spiral technique. We'll just touch briefly on those, which I think you'll find interesting. We are coming up on another break, as I mentioned. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Priscilla Gale of Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. See you in a minute.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready for the astronomical alignment in 2012? This alignment occurs once every 26,000 years and marks a new beginning. What are the activities of the solar system and the Milky Way telling us? Listen for 2012 and the cosmos with host Lynn Goldberg. As a member of the alignment generation, you have a choice in what you call into your life. 2012 is nothing to fear. It's something you'll want to be ready for. Tune in to 2012 and the cosmos live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services, including sound vibration, as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. So I'd like to start this segment with the violet breath technique. Now, this is not exclusive to violet light Reiki alone. It's used in many Reiki systems, including Celtic, Tibetan, and Shambhala, just to mention a few. It is, I think, a particularly good practice, just in general, whether you decide to be a practitioner in this modality or not. I think for the individual, it is especially useful. So to use the violet breath technique in violet light Reiki, you must first begin by imagining yourself in the violet flame. Now, it's the same technique used during the violet flame meditation that I talked about last week and touched briefly on at the start of this show. So it is important that once you have the flame all around you, you begin to breathe in the energy that it surrounds you. You would take 3 deep breaths, counting to 9, as you breathe in and you breathe out. When you feel ready, draw the symbol with your mind and breathe that symbol into the violet breath. The symbol should appear gold in color. Then imagine the symbol floating into the chakra you intend to use it on. Now, if you have no particular chakra in mind, just allow your intuition to guide the symbol into the place it feels it should go. And make sure to seal your breath 3 times 3 times 3. Now, as a practitioner, this technique is used best when a client is not comfortable being touched. And it works well for enhancing distant healing sessions as well. You simply breathe the symbol into the image of the person you are healing. Now, violet light planetary healing technique incorporates the violet light and the planetary energies of 9 from the solar system. To use this technique the best, use the level 2 celestial healing symbol and call upon every planet to help you heal. And you can do this by calling on them one at a time, such as, I call upon Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Help me with the violet light to heal, whatever this person's name is, in this domain. Then allow the planetary energy of 9 to fill you as a channel, also the violet light energy, and then to the person. You'll find the planets amplify your healing strength by 9. And again, this technique requires you seal the healing session 3 times 3 times 3. Now, the 12 chakra technique. It's another simple technique that obviously involves the 12 chakra system. So you would instruct your client to raise their arms above their head in an O position. Begin then giving violet light energy to the base or the root chakra. Now, at this point, the client may or may not feel anything because the energy is not yet vibrating at a high frequency. You would then move to the sacral chakra and give violet light energy there. From there, next move up to the solar plexus. then to the heart, then to the throat chakra, the brow, third eye, and crown. And once you have gone through each chakra, begin to channel energy into their spiritual chakras. As the practitioner, you will need to ground yourself by placing one of your hands near the solar plexus, while your other hand can stay in the air above the client's head, and send energy into the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th chakra. I find that interesting that it says you need to ground yourself. I would think at this point in a healing session, if you're not grounded, you're not going to be. You should have been grounded already. Just my personal thought on that. Now, as you're working with those outer chakras, those spiritual chakras, make sure that you understand that they exist on a metaphysical level. You're not channeling energy into the air or into the ground below the person. Envision within the O an energy string that leads from their head to their hands. And you are simply accessing this string in order to place the energy there. The violet spiral technique is reserved specifically for those who have received the master teacher level attunement, because this technique allows the master teacher to pass on attunements to students. The violet spiral connects our physical bodies to our spiritual bodies and then grounds them both by connecting them to the earth. It is also a powerful tool used in aligning the chakras. To do this, imagine the rainbow chakra system of the client in a horizontal line, and allow your hands to be guided to different chakras that need extra healing. Become aware of the 5 spiritual chakras and work one of your hands up to the 12th chakra. In addition, be aware of the foot chakra and move your other hand towards the foot chakra. And from there, you will begin to draw a violet spiral, much like the Tibetan fire serpent, down the client's body all the way to the center between their foot chakras. There should be 18 loops in your spiral, or at least have the amount of loops that will equal 9. The next step is to pull the spiral into a straight line. Simply grab both ends and pull. You'll notice then that the chakras will all become the same size, and they will become in perfect alignment. The violet spiral creates an energy link from the earth's core to the client's 12th chakra, therefore uniting the spiritual with the physical and the physical with the earth. You can do this in person or from distance also. It's a very powerful technique, and again, it is reserved specifically for those who have received the master teacher level attunement. Now, when we come back from break, we will talk about the violet light astrological technique, as well as transmuting negative karma. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in 6 words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. Finishing up with violet light astrological technique, which allows us to access the constellations to help aid us in our healing. Now, there are two ways of doing this technique. You can choose to access the constellations featured in the zodiac by starting at the zodiac sign that follows immediately after the client's birthday and continuing through to their zodiac sign. Or you can access each of the astrological houses and cleanse any negativity from each aspect of their lives. To use the zodiac, simply use the traditional Reiki hand positions in reverse order. As you move through the body, think of each zodiac sign being channeled into the body along with the violet light energy. So, for instance, if you are, say, a Leo, so to heal yourself, you would first place your hands on your feet and think of channeling violet light in Virgo. Then you might move your hands to the back of your knees. You would then think of the violet light in Libra. And you would continue this until you reach the top of your head, where you would then think of the violet light in Leo. Now, the best way to use violet light in each of the astrological houses is as a distance healing session. So you would write the person's name and draw two circles around it and split the circles into 12 houses and channel violet light Reiki energy into each of the houses to help heal each aspect of that person's life. Now, when it comes to transmuting negative karma, this particular technique allows the client not to lose any energy. And it's best used when you have a client who is low on energy and really can't afford to lose any more energy, even if that energy is negative. So with this technique, you imagine yourself in the violet light and put the hand you write with over the root chakra and the hand you do not write with over the crown chakra. You use your hand you write with to send the violet light and allow it to travel up to the crown chakra, gathering with it any negative energy. And you allow the hand you don't write with to collect this energy. You then take this energy and ask the violet light to transmute it. Visualize this energy first as black, and then as it purifies, imagine it turning into white violet light. You then remove the hand you do not write with from the person's crown chakra and channel the white violet light back into them, along with more violet light Reiki energy to help boost their system. Very powerful, very beautiful Reiki modality, violet light Reiki. I hope some of you find this helpful. I hope some of you take the meditations and work with them and practice with them. Even if for yourselves only, even if you have no intention of becoming attuned or to study this modality in more detail, it is important to take care of ourselves. We each need to take care of ourselves, to take care of our minds, our body, our spirit. And it's important to remember that each of you, of us, that we are all a divine spark of the collective whole. We are all one. So each one of us needs to shine and shine bright. And enlightenment not only brightens you, but all of us. And a good health will do the same. You need to see yourselves, my listeners, as a shining star. For each of you, of us, we are a shining example of light and love. We each are the light of the world. Your light is important. You are needed and you are loved because you are love. So it is important that each day you remember and you take time to care for your mind, body, and spirit. Which leads me to my closing, to remember that we are love, not romantic love, but we are love. And we need to live in a state of love. So my listeners, fall in love. Stay in love. For love decides everything because it is everything. And so that leads me to remind us of Dr. Usui's words. The secret of inviting happiness through many blessings. The spiritual medicine for all illness is for today only, my listeners. Do not anger. Do not worry. Be humble. Be honest in your work. Be compassionate to yourselves and others. Be and remain in that state of love at all times, and you will continue to be blessed. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning. It has been my pleasure to be with you. I look forward to being with you next week. So this is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki, Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Bye for now.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.